Someone is, has not got tea. And this stanza by Shanti Deva in engaging Bodhisattva's way of life is very powerful, powerful wordings. Enemies such as anger and desire do not have arms or legs, no other limbs. They have no valor either, so why is it that I've been reduced to servitude? While residing in my mind, they keep inflicting harm on me. Who lets them be? But patience that's not angry at them is unsuitable patience, the object of blame. Even if the gods and demigods were all to rise as enemies against me, they would not be able to lead or put me into the fires of the incessant hell. However, the mental afflictions, those powerful force, within a single moment they throw me in there. So the delusions or the afflictive emotions, it is said in Shanti Deva's Bodhisattva's Way of Life that the only job of the delusions it is to harm you and nothing else. And then whereas the ordinary, the human enemies, although he or she would be your enemy in your the first part of your life, but in the later part of your life, he or she can be a very good friend. And then also that the ordinary human enemy, if you can, in a very skillful way, if you try to comply with his desires and interests and so forth, he or she can possibly become your own friends. And whereas if you try to really comply with the delusions, which is your inner enemy, so it will constantly tend to, it is all the time, it tends to become more and more powerful and aggressive. So the Shanti Deva's text continues. However, but a patience that's not angry at them is unsuitable patience, the object of blame. Even if the gods and demigods were all to rise as enemies against me, they would not be able to lead me or put me into the fires of the incessant hell. However, the mental afflictions, those powerful force, within a single moment they throw me in there, where whatever meets with this, even Mount Meru, is burned so nothing's left, but if not even ashes, compared to those force of mine, the mental afflictions, which have been with me without beginning nor end, none of all the other enemies would be able to last for such a long time. If everyone benefits you and makes you happy, if you had acted with reverence and in agreement, if you had attended to mental afflictions, they inflict more harm on you in return. You should reflect on the false stated here. So I said right now. So just for your own survival, it seems that the attachment and the kinds of delusions, they tend to gather all those conducive factors for your well-being, and whereas the aversion and these negative negative emotions, they try to dispel, they try to get rid of those discordant factors or uncomfortable circumstances. And yet, by so doing, they tend to engage in all kind of negative consequences. So, although these two states of the mental afflictions, they tend to really kind of help you, but the way, the manner in which they try to do that is something very negative, something very mistaken, by way of a mistaken idea. As such, the consequence would be always negative. And whereas, as a practitioner, the practitioner of Dharma, so the way in which we try to bring about all these conducive factors is, instead of employing these negative emotions, we employ wisdom. So through wisdom, we try to really calculate as to what would be the consequence and so forth. And the consequence also, we have to think of in two ways. One, the immediate consequence, and the other, the long-run consequence. So by employing the wisdom of the wisdom of the Dharma, just examine whether or not that very action would have any kind of consequence, whether in immediate, whether immediately or in the long run. And if the action is such that it has immediate benefit, but in the long run harmful, then it is the wisdom tells us that we should get we should do away with this action. And if the action is such that although having a little bit of immediate harm to you, but in long run if there is a benefit, you are to engage, you are to adopt to this action. And likewise should there be any action, which is of benefit in both ways, immediate and long run, it is no doubt to be adopted. And the one which is harmful in both ways should be abandoned. So all these things, calculations, are actually done by way of employing wisdom in the case of those, the practitioners of the Dharma. So whose application or whose adoption of the various actions is very much differ from the way the negative emotions as attachment and aversion tend to be of benefit to you. So how these delusions cause the different karmas or actions? So the actions are class 72, the act or the action of intending and the intentional action, there are two. The act of intending is a mental action, the mental factor making his concomitant mind move and urging towards objects. The physical and the verbal actions motivated by that intention belongs to the first category. Its essence are divided into perceptible and imperceptible and posited as purely physical by the Vibhashikas. Master Vasubandhu refutes and maintains that they are the intentions operating together with the perceptible physical and verbal actions, thus explaining both as intentions. So, the Vaibhashikas, the lowest Buddhist school of thought, and the Prasangika, the highest Buddhist school of thought, so both share the idea that the physical and the verbal actions could be something perceptible. So, it is because of this that they propose the idea of the physical perceptible actions, physical perceptible feature, as the verbal and the physical actions. And various other schools of thought, like Sutrantika, Chittamatra, and Swatantra Madhyamika, they are totally against this position. They say that all actions should necessarily be something mental, something mental character. So there should be nothing of the perceptible physical actions. And even the physical actions should be categorized based on some mind as a basis, or the mind, the mental factor of attention, mental factor of intention. So this is the distinction in terms of positing the action of the physical and verbal action between the two schools of thought. On the one hand, the Vaibhashikas and Prasangikas, and on the other hand, Sutrantika, Chittamatra, and Swatantra Madhyamikas. So there's the mention of 51 mental factors presented according to the compendium of higher studies by Asanga.
Yes.
So I remember having seen in the ground of the Shravakas composed by Asanga, in ways of the evolution of the actions, delusions and actions.